Yeah, and obviously, a bit of soul searching was done over the weekend, I would assume, after that result. So it's now trying to move on against some Pats.
Definitely bad weekend for us. But look, we got to move on. We got to make sure that we're focused for this game. Delighted there's a match on the Monday. It was a very poor performance from us. But look, we've discussed it. We've watched it back. We've analysed it. And as I say, look, the players are hurting as much as we're hurting. I think everybody at the club was hurting after Friday evening. But look, we got to make sure it doesn't happen again. And it was a bit unrecognisable for the way we want to play. But I think there was a lot of circumstances. I think the fact that four or five players not available, I think that's always going to affect the group. We're getting closer now to players being available. So I've no doubt that when the new signings are available to play, then we'll be in a very good place. I just hope that every other club is obeying the rules in the way that we're obeying the rules. Fair play to Sligo, they came here, juniors quarantined. They seem to be obeying the rules. So look, it is what it is. Disappointed, but full of optimism now going to the next game. Two very tough games in a week. But we just concentrate on some Pats and hopefully we can get down and give a good account to ourselves. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a reaction. We're looking to play with aggression, both with and without the ball. And if we can do that, I've no doubt that we're capable of picking someone off from our match.
And you're right about the reaction. You would like the player to now just sort of come out and sort of give a bit more, obviously.
Look, I think it's well documented. I said it after the match. We can't afford to give away the goals that we've given away. We break down the goals we've given away. A slip at a corner in Dundalk in the last couple of minutes. You know, poor goal against Van Harps. A couple of goals from distance in the dying minutes of Waterford. And then obviously the goals we give away the other night. So look, we can't nullify mistakes. We've got to be more creative in our play. But look, the players have worked extremely hard. They're hurting, we're hurting, but this is another opportunity now. We can't look back, we have to look forward, and this is an opportunity now to try and get points on board and be really competitive again.
You've obviously seen some Pats, because now everybody can see them. They had a big point at Dundalk, and by all accounts worked their socks off.
That's what Stephen will be expecting from his team. Play with aggression, play with presence, and he's got good players there. You know, Georgie will come on probably for his debut as well, so under no illusions, they've got good players. But I contend to say this, we've good players as well. Ali Gilchrist, Owen Toole, Peter Cherry. You know, we go through a team like with good players. Like, we've good players. We just didn't do our jobs right on Friday night. And I've no doubt now, look, having seen them yesterday and analysed the game and spoke about some Pats and seen us train today, I've no doubt that we'll go out tomorrow night and give a good account of ourselves.
Talking of Ali and injuries, anybody, how is everybody?
Yeah, everybody's good. James Akintunde will come under the group, having served his 2 weeks. So he'll be a good addition for us. Ali will give that very last moment. I hope he's going to be okay, but if not, look, Mark McChrystal's been brilliant when he came on. He came on, played down in Waterford, excellent. Came on the other night, was arguably our best player, most aggressive player. So Mark's a player that wears his heart in his sleeve, and you know, he defends really well and plays with a lot of aggression. He's probably fitter now than he's ever been in his career and is training on a daily basis. So Mark McChrystal is available to come in and play if that's required, but we'll give Ali every chance. We also have Darren Cole coming back on the scene this week. Darren will be a fantastic addition for us. You know, he's in all honesty, he's probably only missed 5 or 6 games, having done his cruciate knee ligament. So he's been working extremely hard behind the scenes, and Darren will be a fantastic addition to our group whenever he's getting the go ahead to play again.